Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
Yes, sir.
Time for the Falcons Report.
Stock! Vic Beasley slams it through the gut to touchdown Atlanta. Julio, touchdown! Oh, my goodness.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell, brought to you and driven by Kia. For more info, visit KiaDealers.com. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Make sure you try Hey Man Ale, brought to you by Oconee Brewery. It's going to be in cans, guys. We mentioned this by the end of the month, and right in time for Labor Day. We'll let you know what stores it will be in, but there are a lot of places around town where you can check it out. I was having a conversation with a friend today, Mike, about the Hey Man Ale and how that all came about and you know, what a success it's been thus far. It's only growing, guys, and it's going to get bigger and better. But if you've not had a chance to try one, and for those guys who have and ladies, we thank you, man, because the feedback has been unbelievable.
Yeah, man, we're in 25 bars and restaurants around the city and the state, and we're working on more and package stores. And, again, people like Kroger on Peachtree and Brookhaven, they picked it up on draft, so you can go get some craft in a growler and take home. But, again, it's Oconee Brewing Company's Hey Man Ale. It's going to be in cans for Labor Day, man. Cannot wait. It'll be so cool to be tailgating with our own beer, and hopefully you guys will love it as much as we do.
Yeah, this is it's more than radio. This show is a movement. It is. 404-741-0929. Bo, stop laughing. It's real, Bo. It's real. 404-741-0929. We're going to get to the Falcons, guys, and tell you the latest of what's going on. We'll tell you about Plan D. Plan D.
There is a plan. No,
it's Plan D.
But you'll hear about it. It really does exist. And yeah. The Falcons, I think you'll guys, it sounds silly right now when we explain it. You'll be like, oh, that's cool.
All right. So, and also, you know, Julio Jones speaking about what he told Calvin Ridley before his NFL debut. Main thing is, Mike, and I want you to hear from Dan Quinn, talking about what he liked to see or what he saw from the running backs in that first preseason game. Guys, I didn't enjoy watching it. I know many Falcon fans didn't. And again, it wasn't about the win or loss. It was simply about seeing some positives and feeling good about some guys, you know, on this club that are fighting for positions or playing time. But just generally speaking, you know, all offseason we've talked about the offense. In the first series, put ourselves in a bad spot.
Yeah, it just had the penalties, and you know, as we said, it was just an awful performance all the way around. It was sloppy. There's some mental mistakes. You know, I mean, and plus, you know, I think a lot of Falcon fans like you and I want to see Calvin Ridley. You know, because we knew that Julio and Devontae weren't going to play, and we never got a chance to, you know, get going forward. We just went backwards, and then, you know, it was a dump-off pass, and that was it. It was only one target for number 18, and then he was put on ice for the rest of the game. So I think coming up Friday against the Chiefs, I think especially against, you know, I'm not sure how they're going to play their starters, but, you know, decent defense in Kansas City, it'd be kind of fun to see Calvin Ridley making some plays out there and maybe getting a couple of first downs, first things first.
Well, yeah, and by the way, they did throw that screen to him in that first series, or, you know, a quick hitter.
And they got him immediately on the ground.
They read it perfectly, but I got the gist. Here's Dan Quinn talking about the fact that he did like and what he didn't like from the running backs.
I liked the pass catching out of the backfield. I liked the blitz pickup that I saw from those. I still am anxious to see more runs, and can we hit it? And really, you know how specific we are about our scheme. It's one gap at a time. Can you really press the line of scrimmage? And then when you put your foot in the ground, how violently can that take place and get vertical?
Okay, so there were some things he liked with the running backs. There are other things he did. Now, remember, Free did not play. Neither did Julio. So both of those guys set out. Bo, they will be available this week for game two, right? Maybe not.
Okay. I mean, the funny thing is the Chiefs of report, Andy Reid just came out and said that his first team offense will play the entire first half. But I wouldn't be so sure if ours does.
Okay.
All right. I mean, you just talked about, you know, Dan Quinn. First off, Dan Quinn can make brushing your teeth sound violent. You aggressively brush your, you know, but anyway, he's talking about putting your foot in the ground and moving it up the, he's referring to like nothing. I mean, we had 49 yards rushing, and a guy that you and I were really excited to get a chance to see, Ito Smith, 2 carries for zilch. So, I mean, and this is another guy you want to see what he can do because he's a weapon that, and again, you're looking to see as Thomas Mitrov has done such a great job of picking up the skill position players in the middle to late rounds. And this is a guy that if you don't have enough money for Tevin Coleman down the road, this is a guy who's going to step up and hopefully replace him.
It's true. Coach Quinn, talking about the penalties, though, Mike, and here's the deal. As a coach, you try to break these down. You go, all right, was that an aggressive penalty or was it a dumb penalty? And that's what you have to decipher.
From a foul standpoint, if they're an aggressive one, I think those we can teach from. The undisciplined one of illegal shift, the jump off sides, those are the ones that I know as a coach, like that takes discipline to get it right. So that part I know we can correct.
All right, what are we looking like heading into this Chiefs game, all right? Pfft, forget about the Jets. That's the noise I keep making. Pfft. Maybe that'll be my noise if we have bad games this year. Pfft. But let's look ahead to the Chiefs, Coach.
I talked to you after the game about, the evaluations of guys that we're going to get more of even as it turns into this week. So we're looking forward to that. How to feature different guys on different packages. And that'll be a big part of what this game looks like. And I hope when we get done after the game, we have some real, another set of evaluations to go on. Because there's definitely some battles, from a competition standpoint for the 53 and for the practice squad.
Fusco's a guy that was brought in here to be the right guard. Schweitzer got the first to start. But again, as we said, it was such a small sample size to Carl's point that, that work will continue. Last year it was Schweitzer and Garland, and it went to the wire, and then we realized that neither one were particularly that great.
No.
We love Garland's effort, and he's a solid backup, and maybe Schweitzer, I don't know, maybe there's more to Schweitzer than we've given him credit for. But I still think Fusco's going to be the guy, but he needs to get the reps, and that'll obviously going to happen coming up on Friday.
Matt Ryan also talking about cleaning up the mistakes, and then we'll get to plan D. But here's Matt Ryan.
This week would be good for us to get back on the practice field, clean up on some of the mistakes that we made, and try and play more efficient and better football this coming week against Kansas City.
Why are you guys keep shaking your hands with plan D? Plan D is real. D is real.
What's that?
It sounds like something that you hear in like a commercial for older folks. You just get on Plan D, and it will revitalize your life.
Consult your physician and find out if Plan D is right for you.
What are the side effects, Mike?
Well, here's the deal. This is right for our rookies.
Dizziness, lack of vision, ringing in the ears, diarrhea, and that's about it, Carl. Back to you.
It is right for our rookies. Here's the deal, guys. Plan D is a program that was created to bring out the most of our young players. That's not me. That's Coach Quinn. And he says our coaching staff works diligently to take every player as far as their work ethic and skills will allow. So, you have 16 undrafted free agents that have made our 53-man roster and practice squad over the past 3 years. That's due to development. So how do you develop guys with limited practice time? You create Plan D. And that is player-led. It's basically guys saying, hey, I want to run more routes. Right. I want more opportunities from Matt. So guys are lining up, and whether it's, as we said earlier, Julio and Sanu or Riley, and then you got Robert Alford and Desmond Trufant helping those guys out to give them good looks. But it's all about getting in extra work to help the young guys develop faster.
Now, again, I don't know how the Players Association feels about this one way or the other, but I'm glad that
you mean Plan D?
Yeah, the NFLPA might say put the QT on Plan D. But no, as far as here's the deal about what the players are doing. They're doing it on their own initiative, to Carl's point. And we actually have seen it at practice. Now, again, practice is no longer open, but the stuff that we got to see and some Falcon fans saw is afterwards, basically, what every Falcon fan said after the last playoff loss to Philadelphia. I hope Matt and Julio practice 1,000 fade routes, which is almost what they've been doing. Yeah. I mean, not just fades, but the back shoulder throws. And it really has been to the point where it's noticeable to the guys like us when we get a chance to see it.
Now, Austin Hooper said this about Plan D. It's just an extension of practice. He says, whatever throws I didn't get in with Matt due to however many reps or however many of the plays were scripted that day, it's just a good opportunity to get work in and work on little things with the quarterback at the end. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what the deal is, guys. You give it a name, it sounds bigger, Plan D. But bottom line is getting in the extra work, and that's what it's about.
Consult your offensive coordinator and find out if Plan D is right for you. Now, side effects may include flushing, warmness, redness, or tingly feeling, headache, dizziness, abnormal vision, blurred vision, changes in color or vision.
Hope none of that happens.
And in some cases, death.
Now, will this, we hear about the reps. Many of you told us it didn't matter when Julio was going through his thing.
Right.
Will these extra reps help? Well, of course they will. I think this is great. I think that it's a player-led thing. Again, this is not the coaches out there with whistles going, do it again! These are guys who are all out there on their own mic trying to figure it out and get a rhythm and get some extra work in. I'm all for it, and we won't know, I don't think immediately, how much this is paying off. But I guarantee you there will be weeks as we move along through the season where you'll hear guys talk about, hey, I put in that extra work.
Right.
And this is now, you know, you saw it this afternoon.
And by the way, as we said, we're talking about the wide receivers. I know Bo Morgan, our producer in there, along with Sam, we've seen it, the defensive linemen. Linemen working on their move. Yep. Basically, you know, just working on the, you know, the stuff that Chuck Smith's always.
Swat and swim and swat.
You know, all the different moves. And we've seen the guys just doing that almost like one-on-one, like it's like karate practice. So it's not just the receiver core, but it's, and that's one thing when we've talked about over the years, especially, you know, some like Carl, we got Falcon fans that love and believe everything that Dan Quinn says. We got people that are snarky and some that are in between. But the brotherhood thing is real when you see guys doing this. They don't have to do this.
No, they
you
don't.
Know, and you're kind of being, you know, you're kind of seeing everybody picking each other up and they're putting the work in. This team is so there's so many good guys on this team. The only thing in my mind that can hold us back is the offensive line and Sark with some dumbass play calling.
No doubt.
You know, we've got everything else in place right now.
Yeah. I think that is the number one concern. And I'm not going to say even as much as the O-line. I feel like the O-line was serviceable. And you know, again, you talk to Pro Football Focus, they'll tell you our offensive line is one of the best in the league last year.
Don't tell me about those guys.
Well, I'm just saying. So, you know, if you want to break down the numbers that way. But the point is, play calling. That's a big deal. Mm. Here's the other thing, guys. When you look at the development of our guys, we had four rookies that helped take us to the Super Bowl, right? You don't discount that and go, oh, we got lucky. No, that's guys being initiated, thrown into the fire, picking it up, and Coach Quinn and company, Marquand Manuel and those guys, working extra and doing the extra. And Matt Ryan was talking about the new CBA, the collective bargaining agreement between the NFL Players Association and the league. It just doesn't allow what it used to. Mm-hmm. So how do you find ways to incorporate getting the young guys ready to play? It used to be a time in the league, Mike, where you got drafted and you waited, right? You remember those days? Oh, he's not ready to play yet. And we would argue, oh, they should play him. Now you get drafted, you're playing because that's the nature of the business now.
Right. I mean, there's so much turnover and there's guys, you know, whether it's injury or everything else, you've seen it here in the Falcons. We were able to do something which was pretty incredible. The Saints did it last year with their defensive draft. Mm. We joked around about Arthur Blank mandating, I need three starters, you nincompoops, and then we got it. And the guys contributed. We had three rookies, and if you count Poole, on a defense that went all the way to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we know what happened in that Super Bowl, but that just shows you how great that defense is. And now look at the leap they've taken. Now, who knows, it might be a top 10 defense by the time the season's over.
Here's our quarterback, Matt Ryan, talking about the young guys.
You know, there's an expectation. The way rosters are built, you know, for sure, with the way the CBA has kind of changed how things are formatted, I think, you know, there's a lot more younger guys on your team. And those guys have to be out there and produce for you. And so, I'm not sure if there's more pressure or anything like that, but teams seem to be younger and younger. And, you know, I think Dan does such a good job here of developing our young guys and getting them ready to play. And that's been a big part of the reason we've been successful the last couple of years is because of the production we've had from our younger players and their development throughout the year.
Now, one of those young guys is Calvin Ridley. Julio Jones was asked today about Calvin in his NFL debut against the Jets. He says Calvin was going to be ready regardless. Mm-hmm. One of the things I told him was don't hang his head on everyone or everybody is always like, you know, on his debut, meaning you played and maybe you're disappointed in the way things go. He says don't compare yourself or try to outperform somebody else that's a rookie coming into the league. He also mentioned, this is Julio talking about Calvin Ridley, that I just told him to work on his craft and keep working. And at the end of the day, you got to be ready to battle yourself. And, you know, you've got to go to battle. And you're not battling anybody else in this league. But for him, he was ready to go. So Julio being positive with Calvin Ridley.
And fortunately, as we said, the offense went backwards with a number of penalties. And the only time they got it to Ridley, it was a 2-yard loss on that bubble screen it looked like. It just didn't develop. So, hey. More work against the Chiefs, and hopefully we'll get to see Calvin Ridley out there in space and making some plays. And hopefully on the flip side, Duke Riley making good decisions in space and not letting receivers get the better of him and making open field tackles. And we can all laugh about you know, Duke's sloppy game against the Jets.
Let's hear Matt Ryan talk about the atmosphere of the locker room. It gets back to having a lot of young guys around.
There's a mutual level of respect on both sides of the ball. And then ultimately, you know, beyond that, we've got a good – you know, group, just a good locker room, a good brotherhood type atmosphere.
Good brotherhood and a good atmosphere, as he was cut off. Hey, man, let's give you a chance to win some money here on Dukes and Bell right now.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
The word is bail. Is it bail? Let me take a look at this one. Who typed this out?
Mm-hmm.
Squidbilly. For God's sakes, man. You get the penmanship of like a five-year-old girl. Bail. B-A-I-L. That's bail. I know what bail posting takes 10%, Carl, of what
might,
you're pitching.
Yeah, you might not want to tell that.
Post that bond. Bail. It's tote that barge. Lift that bail.
By the way,
bail.
You got my bail next week?
I can't wait for this. I can't wait. There's, oh, man. I think Conte wants a piece of this action, too. I think Mike wants to get some punches in on this dude. Bail. B-A-I-L. Bail gets texted to 72881. That is the 5 o'clock word for our $1,000 signing bonus contest.
All right,
and
guys.
By the way, if you're just tuning in, Carl's in his—he's in his bag today, but he's fired up. I cannot wait for next week.
Well, apparently, I'm not in my bag. I've been insulted, and then I'm going to run into a guy that insulted me.
There's a potential major confrontation coming next week. Even more reason to listen to Dukes and Bell.
No doubt about it, man. Be here every day.
Yes, Bob.
Can we have a press conference? Promote this? Like, have you on one side and him on another?
I'd rather not have any kind of press conference.
Carl's old school Texas. He just wants to settle this.
Can you tell me
off the air?
Tell me off the air who it is, and that way maybe I can
rile him up a little bit.
Get him to do some more stuff.
No. But there's a grudge, and Carl. That's why I love you, man. You're like my brother, man. Because you and I, we never forget these things. We have an elephant's memory for any kind of slight.
Don't forget Jack.
Revenge.
Hey, real quick.
So by the way, I've never met the guy. Do I get to swing on him too if the moment arises?
No, but I'm sure as this escalates, you'll be jumping in.
Oh, this is so exciting.
With the word or two, real quick, guys, our Falcon Report brought to you by Domino's.
Domino's, they frown on these kind of shenanigans. Domino's, a large three-topping pizza, $7.99, carry-out only. It's good every night of the week. Go to Domino's.com.
All right, coming up, our big story. It's the Braves, guys, and they are back at it tonight. They won two yesterday, but, man, everybody's talking about the job and what a day it was for Ronald Acuna. We'll get into it next. It is Dukes and Bell. Before we get to our big story, talk more about these Braves. One of the things Mike and I have been talking about for months, as many of you have been, is how our city continues to change. And where is our city going? Where is Atlanta going to be in a decade? Where is it going to be 15 years, 20 years from now? And one of the things, you know, we already have the busiest airport in the country. MARTA expansion, overdue, but it's going to happen. And now, Mike, one of the things we've been watching is this Amazon expansion, where they're going to have their next headquarters. We know we're one of the cities they're looking at, but you said to me something interesting is happening.
Yeah, we didn't get to it yesterday because it happened about the time we got off the air yesterday, but the AJC and WSB had it. And the reason I bring this up is because, obviously, if you go to a Falcons or a Hawks game, it'd be kind of cool to have a bunch of bars to go to right there. No disrespect to the guys that are already there. City of Atlanta and the Gulch, 10-figure incentive package for the mini city. Yeah, which is pitched for the headquarters site for Amazon. That's the Gulch. Public financing, $900 million, $3.5 billion development, office towers, apartment retail. I know that people say, and it's funny, you and I talk to the same guys. Some people say with a degree of certainty, oh, Boston's getting Amazon, or Austin, Texas is getting Amazon. And hopefully maybe Atlanta gets it. Either way, they got to do something with the Gulch. I know that for the time being, our soccer fans and football fans enjoy tailgating there, but that's a wasted space right in the heart of some real valuable real estate. The idea, though, Carl, if they ever this thing rolling, and maybe even if Amazon doesn't come, which I don't know what would happen to the Gulch, but the idea of a new street grid, you know, I mean, I would imagine you'd create a tunnel or you'd cover up the railroad tracks so you're not dealing with the coal cars rolling by.
You have to.
You'd have to do that. Anyway, you guys probably read the article already in the AJC. It would be interesting because everything, like, for instance, what the battery is right now at SunTrust. I mean, that's awesome setup. So many cool bars. I mean, it's so cool that some guys can't even get out there for the first pitch. But, I mean, afterwards, and even when the Braves aren't playing, there's concerts and there's a million things going on at the battery. It would be kind of neat to finally do something downtown. I mean, even if it wasn't Amazon, but obviously Amazon would be the cornerstone for it.
Yeah, listen, I hope we get it. Now, I say that because it's going to bring 50,000 jobs to Atlanta, and I get it. And there's going to be a lot of stuff that, you know, obviously, Mike, increases, like the housing market, which is already crazy. But just from a city standpoint, we're already that international city. To get another Fortune 500 company like Amazon would take us to another level. But there would have to be infrastructure like this to accompany it. And we know that. So I just hope, you know, my fingers are crossed. I hope it happens. But even if it doesn't, as Mike says, something has to be done. And here's the deal. We love the Gulch. We hang out there a lot. We're down there doing shows. We tailgate down there. But imagine
Right.
Imagine if.
Yeah, and just, you know, for years, you know, you think about it. I mean, guys are just used to it. But nothing, no disrespect to the guys who work at CSX or at Norfolk Southern and all that. But, I mean, you got to cover that thing up, man. It's a real hassle. And the idea that you could just walk all over and have a grid and everything right there with bars, restaurants, high-rise, the whole thing, it would be pretty neat. Some guys say we're whistling Dixie, it's pie in the sky, but we shall see.
All right, man, let's get to the big story.
Guess what time it is?
Now, it's time for the big story.
Listen to this.
On Dukes and Bell.
Braves are hot. Acuña, hot. What happens tonight? It's Anibal Sanchez on the heel for the Bravos. But as you rewind and talk about what happened yesterday, you win the first game. It was a day-night doubleheader. And Acuña leads off the first game with a dinger. And you go, oh, that's cool. Second game starts, Mike. You go, wouldn't it be cool if he did it again? And he did. Ronald Acuña racking up the RBI.
As this one's whacked toward right center field and deep. Sierra back, and it's into the bullpen. Another leadoff homer for Acuña. 22-year-old right-hander Miranda Gonzalez had a rope hit to deep center.
And again, guys, if you mentioned our conversation earlier, last guy to hit leadoff home runs in a doubleheader, you had to go back to 99 and Brady Anderson.
Wow.
Yeah, he of the drug and, I'm sorry, he of the 50 home run season.
You said it right. But
how about, and Acuña is a young guy who's still growing into his body, man. He's still a real young dude, but just the guy has been amazing. We talked about Soto earlier, and we'll hear the conversation with Fox's Nick Green, former major leaguer. But Acuña's right in that mix, and if he keeps up at this tear and he gets the requisite at-bats, he's certainly in the mix for the year, Rookie of the Year. I mean, Ozzie Albies, I mean, it's a nice problem to have, two legitimate Rookie of the Year candidates.
It really is. Brian Snicker, our manager, talking about Acuña's big day.
Now Freddie and I are just kind of standing there smiling at each other. It's like he's, again, you know, type thing. You know, it's like we said earlier, after the first game, he's swinging the bat really well. I mean, he feels good. His takes are good. He's aggressive. He's fun to watch.
He is. Mike, that's the biggest thing for me. As much as I talk about the Acuña stuff and Bo, you know, says, calm down. Mm-hmm. He, along with Albies, are giving you a reason to want to go to the park because you don't know what you're going to see. Like yesterday, you don't know what you're going to witness. From that excitement level, it's been a long time since we've had somebody with the Braves where you felt like that. And so there's that element. Outside of the fact that they're winning, they're leading the division, and then there's Freddie Freeman who continues to be a steady guy. I mean, Freddie is just having a really good season, and I think he's being overshadowed by the seasons that these rookies are having, right, or at least in Acuña's case. But for Albies, you know, last year, it's amazing to think that if I told you, hey, Braves are going to be in first place August 14th, and oh, by the way, we won't be talking about Freddie Freeman. I don't know if anybody would have believed you at the beginning of the season.
The lineup tonight against the Marlins, Acuña leading off. Culberson's going to be in for Albies. We talked to Nick Green about.
I like Culberson.
Trevor Richards is a right-hander, so Albies will take a seat tonight. And Freddie, as usual, Markakis, Camargo at third.
By the way, Camargo's playing well, too.
No kidding.
He's playing well.
I'm glad that they decided before the trade deadline that he was a no-go. You're not going to move him. He's a guy who can plug in for a number of spots. Dansby will be batting ninth. And then Anibal Sanchez coming off that shot to his leg. Last start is going to go. And as we said, a rookie that the Marlins, everybody's a rookie in the Marlins these days, but Trevor Richards, a right-hander on the bump for the Fish.
Now, you mentioned these numbers earlier talking about Dansby. And this is not, well, going back to last month, I think it was from June 5th, his batting average dropped about 36 points, which is, it's hard to fathom, but it had. And so he was struggling and everybody knew it again. But when you're in a hunt and you're winning and you're being kind of covered up, Mike, by what the excitement is around you, nobody's really talking about it. But I think fans have been hard on Dansby. And I tweeted out, you know, the other day, I think it was Sunday when he got that hit. And I was like, Dansby, just keep playing because I think he's going to come out of this. But we've talked about this. You know, there are some fans who are a little bit down on Dansby Swanson, man.
Well, April 277, May 204, 238 for June, and then 233. He's batting 125 for the games we played so far in the month of August. So, A, you got to have some consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And, look, you can't rake all year long. I mean, not everybody is Trout for the Angels. But, I mean, this is not what you're expecting. I know guys get mad. Why are you always picking? Why are you constantly down on Dansby? He just has got to get the average up, man. I mean, unless you picked Mark Belanger here as your shortstop. And for guys who are millennials, this guy was an unbelievable raking. I mean, shortstop that was unbelievable, but he couldn't rake at all. He was like a career, like, 230 hitter.
Dansby, what's the average right now? 248? Where is he at? Do we know? What's the average right now?
I think he's at 230. Was it 239 when I looked at it earlier, Squid?
Okay.
I got my breakdowns right here, and you know me and math. That's a deadly combination.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at it just over the weekend after the hit because I wanted to see where he was at. But hopefully he gets it to
237 right now, Joe.
He's got to get it up. He's got to get that up. Hey,
we need some plan D.
He might. Good call. It is Dukes and Bell.
Consult your hitting coach and see if plan D is right for you.
It is our big story. Hey, man, one other thing we did not mention is Tukey time.
Tukey Toussaint. Now, unfortunately, Tukey. He's optioned back to Gwinnett. They get as we told you yesterday, there's a special rule in the bigs. When you got a doubleheader, you can have a 26 man on the roster. But now, according to Nick Green, who you'll hear next hour from Fox, now we don't get him back for, 9 days?
Yeah.
Unless somebody gets injured.
Well, he'll be eligible again to come up, I think, on the 23rd is the date. And I think the Braves are on the road. But we shall see. I mean, I think he's an option. But Brian Snicker said as much yesterday after Tukey took the mound. That was a tongue twister.
I mean, he could be that, you know, the guy that the next time we may put in to split guys up and give him, the extra day. I mean, he definitely puts himself into consideration for that, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Coach. That's Snit. And again, the Braves are in first place, guys, and the Nationals, they're fading. I know a lot of guys are more concerned with the Nationals than the Phillies. Don't worry about the Nationals because they're in the rear view. See what the Philadelphia Phillies do. Braves are back on top in the East, man. This thing is happening.
I think, Mike, this division is theirs to win. I'm not going to tell you they're going to, because I think everything this season has been kind of unexpected. But there's no reason they can't. There's no reason they can't put this together, especially with our closer coming back. Vizcaino, we talked about that. If you're worried about, the bullpen a little bit, they went out and got
help. But they can still make a trade. They can still do deal.
You got 2 weeks to get it done. Now, you could make a deal in September, but rarely teams do that because you want to be able to use guys in the playoffs. The fact is, this is up for grabs. And I don't see the Nationals going on a 15-game tear, because that's what's going to have to happen without getting help in the month of September.
Right. Now, the Braves, guys, as you know, they finish a ton of games with the Phillies, 6 of the final 10. They get the Mets in between, and they finish on the road in Philadelphia. And that really could be where it comes down to where we're going to be. And now just a matter of can Julio Teheran build some confidence where you trust him down the stretch? Because if it stays where it's at right now, Carl, that will feel like a mini playoff. You'll have that kind of atmosphere down the stretch. And how do some of these young guys handle it?
All right, man, your comments, your thoughts at 404-741-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. You can always follow us across all social media platforms, guys. At Dukes and Bell, he's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes. Follow this radio show again at 929 The Game.
A bunch of guys hitting us up on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line with theories about Amazon and what's going to happen in the Gulch. Okay. But a lot of the guys that do agree, and this was something we talked to Steve Koonin about a couple of years back, is it wouldn't it be something if the Falcons and the Hawks could partner on something? But obviously, I think they're kind of at cross purposes. But to have that real estate and just sitting there, and I know we use it as tailgating space, but man, you could do so much more down there and have a bar. Basically, as we said, all the cool stuff that's happening at the Battery right now where people live and work and are hanging out by the ballpark.
Yeah, I think there will be a renovation there, even if Amazon doesn't come. Hey, coming up in less than 30 minutes, 6 o'clock, find out what Julio Jones had to say about Steve Sarkisian today. 6 o'clock.
That's a tease.
That's what it's called, Mike. 929 The Game and Ackerman Security are going to hook up one lucky winner with a Philadelphia flyaway. Now, Mike and I are not eligible, but if you want us to be your guest.
And not interested.
That might help. But here's the deal, guys. We're trying to hook you up with Hugh Douglas. Big Hugh! And it is a very cool deal. To kick off the football season September 5th through the 7th, the Philly trip includes round-trip airfare. That's air travel for the winner and a guest courtesy of Southwest Airlines. Two-night hotel stay and a $1,000 Visa gift card. Go to the contest page at 929thegame.com to register to win. And the Philly Flyway is brought to you by Ackerman Security. Again, Hugh Douglas will be there for security.
Yeah, I wish I had Hugh when I was up there for the playoff game. I think they could give me one of those bomb tech outfits like they had in the Hurt Locker, too, to walk into a Lincoln Financial. Hey, man, we got Mike Conte. He's got some stories that are going to make you laugh your ass off next.
Busy. Pretty busy.
Who busy?
Busy.
What? I'm very busy right now.
Hey, man.
It's time now for In Case You Missed It with Mike Conte.
Have I got good news for you?
Right here on Dukes and Bell.
What did Julio Jones have to say about Steve Sarkisian? Find out coming up in less than 20 minutes. Right now, it's time for In Case You Missed It. Mike Conte, welcome back.
Good to see you guys. What's your favorite game show on TV? Current or
Family Feud.
Family Feud?
No, I'll take the rapist for $500.
Celebrity Jeopardy?
Yes. Well, Jeopardy, period. I'm a Jeopardy guy.
You know, it's funny because Celebrity Jeopardy...
That's therapist, Mr. Connery.
Right. The funny thing about Celebrity Jeopardy was how funny and easy the questions would be, right? Like, because, again, they were kind of making light of the fact that the celebrities on the show were stupid. But, like, you would get, this is the sound a doggy makes. And Sean Connery
Moo.
Would... Wait, right. Or he'd buzz it and say rough and then make a joke.
The way your mother likes it, Trebek.
Yes, that joke.
That's right.
So last night on the $100,000 pyramid, I saw, I think, the easiest clue ever on a TV game show. And the guy in the chair who was giving the clues to celebrity guest Tim Meadows did something just unspeakably, unspeakably stupid. Here it is.
Evan and Tim for $50,000. Is your first subject? Go.
And the subject is people whose last name is Obama.
Bin Laden.
What? Are you serious?
Now, some of you may have missed that. Some of you might be in your car. In
people whose last name is Obama?
Let's do this again. Michael Strahan is the host.
Evan and Tim for $50,000.
You know, the card comes up here.
Is your first subject? Go.
People whose last name is Obama. Obama.
Bin Laden.
Oh!
Snap.
Jeez. What?
So this poor guy.
50 grand.
Yeah. Well, yeah, by the way, they actually, I think they won. This poor guy, his name is Evan Kaufman. And he came back after that clip ended and said, you know, Sasha, Malia,
sure.
Barack, you got it right. But people found him on Twitter.
Oh, God.
And they started throwing some accusations about him maybe being, racist.
Oh, boy.
And look, this seems like an honest mistake.
Sure.
I mean, when you're on national television and Michael
Evan
Strahan
and
is
for $50,000.
Being dramatic. Is your grand on the line.
Go.
People whose last name is Obama.
You're nervous.
You're going to freak out a little.
Yeah, you're nervous.
And then this is going to happen.
Bin Laden.
It happened.
Obama bin Laden.
So this was Evan Kaufman. He went on Twitter and he had a thread of 13 tweets to explain himself.
What?
This poor guy. He says that he was playing with Tim Meadows, who was a hero of his from SNL. His son had been born 2 weeks earlier and he was tired.
Mm.
So he's taking the fatigue offense or defense. And then he said the producers of the show warned him that if you get to the final round, study the questions very hard,
right,
because people will misread them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he lost. He got to the chair the first time and he lost. So now he's really locked in and he's worried and he's remembering what the producer said. Read the questions carefully. And he freaked out.
Yikes. Does Michael Strahan do what Dick Clark would do at the end, come by and make you tell what a dumb butt you feel like when you miss
it? Well, now that's the funny thing. Like, Alex Trebek is so smart when he has that card in his hand.
Right.
He
sure.
already knows the answers
sure.
and everything. But you're right. Like, Dick Clark would jump in a lot and go, oh, you know, John Larroquette, I would have said the act of a red ball or canned spinach or something.
So basically, this guy,
Martin Mall, you should know better.
So this is like the equivalent. You ever see the South Park episode with Wheel of Fortune? Yeah, basically it's the same type of thing. So this guy's got to deal with the outcry now of botching it on a major game show.
Yeah, but not quite that bad.
But let me ask you this. But that's where we're at, right? I mean, you screw up this on a game show, and all of a sudden you're getting death threats.
He's not getting death threats. No one. No,
he's just getting nasty grams.
Explain yourself.
To my knowledge, no one lobbied a death threat at him. It was just, you know, hey, man.
yeah.
It's like when Squid Billy's grandfather was on, I think it was, what was the show, Mike? Was it the $64,000 question?
The Joker's Wild?
No, and they asked him, who was buried at Grant's tomb? And he said, Robert E. Lee. So, I mean, obviously, you know, that's tough to live down as well. Although he was a hero in Kennesaw.
But I say that, Mike, because those folks obviously were ticked off that he didn't know it.
I think some people were just fake outrage,
okay,
to be honest
with
you. I mean, it's
there's a lot of that.
Honest mistake.
Right.
It appears to be an honest mistake, but I got a kick out of that last night, seeing that on Pyramid. And by the way, Pyramid is one of my favorite games.
Okay, and they brought all these game shows back. Obviously, if you're of a certain age in the 70s and 80s,
yeah,
Game shows were huge.
I mean, if they bring back Press Your Luck, it's on. Ooh.
Now, we can do the $92 pyramid if we want. That's an easy one.
Oh,
we
yeah.
come up with some clues. We just get some people on hold. We can actually try to do that before the week is out if
yeah.
you want.
We have that, we done that before.
Sam, get on that. Put the whole thing together.
We'll have to book like Marky Post and Candace Bergen and like get all the celebrity guests.
Well, no, you get to be a part Squid Billy. The people get to choose the panelists. I'll be the host or you'll be the host, Carl. And you choose your partner for
it's
the
easy.
Questions.
Yeah. It's easy. It's easy.
We call it the $92, 90 cent pyramid.
Well, we done it. We did it when I was on FM.
That's right.
And we did the 103 thing.
Okay.
So it wasn't V. It was another station.
Well, in 4 to 6 weeks when we can get approval for $92 and 90 cents.
There you go. Hold on, Mike.
We'll go ahead and do that, right?
Thank you for that. Okay.
It does take a little while to get the gears.
I mean,
moving
we could give away our extra Falcon tickets, but again, the lawyers get involved in that too. We can't even do that.
I know.
Yeah, mush.
All right, out in Denver, I mentioned on an earlier Sports Flash that Paxton Lynch has been demoted to third team quarterback now.
Oh, wait, did Elway blow it with him or what?
Yeah, he did. I mean, he was a first round draft pick, was never really good to begin with. Nope. Now he's been demoted to third team behind Chad Kelly, who is Mr. Relevant in 2017. There are fans of the Broncos that have gone to GoFundMe, and they've set up a page with a $600,000 goal to raise money to cover the Denver Broncos' cost of cutting Paxton Lynch from the team roster.
And they'll raise it.
$600,000?
They'll get it.
Man, I don't know.
I hate when people do that.
I was going
to
say,
real money in the kitty for that.
One of my Facebook friends that I went to high school with is trying to raise $25,000 to pay for her cat's surgery. I am not joking.
No, I believe it. That
and
stuff is
she
expensive.
She has made far less than $25,000.
Yeah. Have you contributed, Mike?
Heck no. Yeah. No, I'm not a cat person. I mean, I don't want to see any cats die, but I'm not a cat person.
So. Oh, my God. I'm going to hit Mike Conte on Twitter. That is so insensitive.
Yeah. Well, go right ahead.
And it starts in 3, 2.
Well, no, right. The fake outrage.
I
like
can't
that
believe
guy.
It's true.
You're
like,
right.
I can't believe what Mike Conte said about cats. Unbelievable.
But I'm just not a cat person. It's not that I dislike
I knew what
cats,
I heard.
But here's the deal, though. To your point about your friend, I get it, you know, because you're asking like 10 of your friends to chip in for 25 grand. This is everybody that's a Broncos fan that feels this way would want to give some money.
Do you want me to be the guy that says something insensitive about cats? I mean,
I
love my Becky got a cat and I've become a cat guy, but there's a limit. There's a mark, Carl. There's a line in the sand where you say, I just buy a new cat. You know what I mean? You go down to the animal shelter, you get a new one.
Here's the deal with cats.
25 grand for a cat?
All right.
Can it sing and dance?
See, now, Mike, that's not fair because what's your cat's name?
Z.
If Z was sick.
Yeah, but 25 grand?
I guarantee you Becky would be like, we need to get this.
If it comes down to me going to Barcelona for vacation or a cat, take a wild guess who's wedding that one.
You know what? You are married now. Here's the deal, though.
I think we take a cue from the Romans and invent the catapult.
Here's the deal with cats. They don't come when you want them. They do what they want, and they have a mind of their own. All right.
Well, my cat's got dog-like characteristics. You've seen it.
I know, but I've also seen mine, and I've seen other people's. 98% of cats don't give a damn about their owners. They do what they want.
Right.
They poop. You clean it up. Okay?
It goes in a box.
Yeah, exactly. Go clean up my poop, will you? I mean, that's what Mike Conte's saying.
Sorry, Mike. We took up so much.
Totally agree.
And we're arguing about cats. Yeah.
I love this cat, but I'm not going to spend 25 grand on it.
You say that until it happens. Mike Conte, you've had a sick pet. We've talked about this.
And listen, $800 at the vet yesterday.
Oh.
And they were healthy. They were healthy.
When I had one of my former dogs got sick, and we were back, it was back in Texas. Texas A&M has a great veterinarian school, okay? Yeah. They wanted to do surgery, Mike, and all this stuff. $5,000.
Oh, forget about it. You're going to go down to the shelter. You get a new one.
You know what? You're cruel. You are cruel.
Z2.
You are cruel. This is not a goldfish, Mike.
You know what? There's limits. There's limits to everything.
We'll talk more about this in the break, mister. What did Julio have to say about Sark next?
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.